Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church has the Feast of the Visitation. And so we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
Amen.
As we come together now for the celebration of Eucharist, we first do need to take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness. We seek God's forgiveness, grace, and mercy as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And now, knowing that we have received forgiveness, we praise, we thank our God with a prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who, while the Blessed Virgin Mary was carrying your Son in her womb, inspired her to visit Elizabeth, grant us, we pray, that faithful to the promptings of the Spirit, we may magnify your greatness with the Virgin Mary at all times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In reading Bishop Robert Barron's reflection on today's readings, he brings up 2 points. One is the word haste. In the very beginning, we hear that Mary traveled in haste to the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and then greeted Elizabeth. And he talks quite a bit about that word haste. Why was Mary in such a hurry to get to see Elizabeth? He goes on to say that in her own right, she began to know herself. She began to know what she was all about. It was important for her to do what she was doing at that time. I love this particular gospel, but most especially the Magnificat, where Mary really, in her own words, just sums up what her life is going to be about. Maybe it's for that reason alone that is always included in the Liturgy of the Hours every single day for the priest or the deacon or the bishop to read. It's a great reminder about how Mary was blessed in so very many different ways. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think about your relationship to Mary and how Mary can truly help you, not necessarily being like her. We can't be. But she can still be that model. We can emulate her. She did everything so very, very well. And we can only hope to do things well as we live out our Christian lives and try to follow in the footsteps of Jesus as we most possibly can do so in the very best of ways. We just bow our heads for a moment, always asking Mary to be a guide for us in so very many different aspects of our life. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all bishops and priests, that they will be strengthened and renewed in their service to Christ and His Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the Blessed Mother, who brought Christ to Elizabeth and John the Baptist through her visitation, may be seen by the world as an intercessor for bringing all people her Son, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all expectant mothers, that they will realize the precious gift within them, bringing a greater respect for life to this world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for those men and women who are discerning a vocation in the Church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all the faithful departed, and especially for the repose of the soul of Monsignor Roy Clister, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for blessings on Bishop Jaime Soto of Sacramento and Bishop Daniel Muggenberg of Reno on their episcopal anniversaries, and thanksgiving for their service to the Church and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that You do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only You do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the bread we offer You. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. In the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are You, Lord God of all creation, for through Your goodness we have received the wine we offer You. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that My sacrifice and Yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May our offering of this saving sacrifice be acceptable to Your Majesty, O Lord, as You were pleased to accept the charity of the most blessed Mother of Your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise Your mighty deeds and the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim Your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, to even to earth's ends, You have done great things and extended Your abundant mercy from age to age. When You looked on the lowliness of Your handmaid, You gave us through her the author of our salvation, Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Him, the host of angels adores Your majesty and rejoices in Your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all that You have created rightly gives You praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and the blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayer of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please extend to one another a sign of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is now a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. May your church proclaim your greatness, O God, for you have done great things for your faithful. And as St. John the Baptist leapt with joy when he first sensed the hidden presence of Christ, so may your church rejoice to receive in this sacrament the same ever-living Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Amen.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. And after each of these invocations, would you please respond, Amen. May God, who through the childbearing of the Blessed Virgin Mary, willed in his great kindness to redeem the human race, be pleased to enrich you with his blessing. Amen.
Amen.
May you know always and everywhere the protection of her through whom you have been found worthy to receive the author of life. Amen.
Amen.
May you who have devoutly gathered on this day carry with you the gifts of spiritual joys and heavenly rewards. Amen.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you'll enjoy and join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, Cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Now this Wednesday, a litany of Saint Joseph. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
God our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin.
Pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God. Faithful guardian of Christ,
pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family,
pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just,
pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave,
pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal,
pray for us.
Pattern of patience,
pray for us.
Lover of poverty,
pray for us.
Model of workers,
pray for us.
Example to parents,
pray for us.
Guardian of virgins,
pray for us.
Pillar of family life,
pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled,
pray for us.
Hope of the sick, patron of the dying,
pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits,
pray for us.
Head of relevant radio,
pray for us.
Protector of the church,
pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer,
pray for us.
Servant of Christ,
pray for us.
Minister of salvation,
pray for us.
Support in difficulty,
pray for us.
Patron of refugees,
pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted,
pray for us.
Patron of the poor,
pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, O Jesus. God made him master of his household and put him in charge of all that he owned. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.